Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button like it's your Albanian cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, a woman gives men advice to not be ugly. That if women can maintain their appearance through makeup and grooming as well as plastic surgery, then so can men. Yes, men should go the whole looks maxing route. But when guys get plastic surgery, women often complain that it's fake and a lie. Besides, women don't understand that most men don't really care about a woman's looks, unless she's super ugly. Women have it easy when it comes to getting men's attention. They even think that this is the perfect looks match. Moving on, would you smash this sweet tart? I wouldn't, because it looks like she has 130 bars of soap worth of fat on her body. Plus, I also quit drinking 16 years ago, so no. But seriously, I would have in my chubby chaser days if she didn't have such a butterface. Today she might be a decent slump buster for someone. Fat or thick women were okay for me back in the day so long as they didn't have belly rolls and their stomach was flat like this one. Number 3, it must be getting bad out there for men if this 81-year-old pensioner was so lonely that he became a gang's getaway driver. Well, now that he's in jail, I'm sure he won't be lonely anymore. I guess he wasn't that good of a getaway driver if he was caught. I can just see it now. He was driving at a max speed of 30 with the left blinker always on when they finally caught him. He probably just saw the Italian job and thought to himself, yeah, I can do it too. Up next, this woman says that she's pregnant, but her husband doesn't know he's not the dad, and is wondering what to do about it. How about telling the truth and taking accountability for it, lady? Yeah, that's not going to happen, and I was just making a joke. If the child is mixed and she wants to stay with her husband, I suspect she's going to have to get an abortion. If not, she'll probably try and cuck him. That's why paternity tests should be allowed the way that Tennessee just forced mandatory DNA tests if the father asked for them. Number 5, Lady Gaga was hoping that Joker 2 would get her an Oscar nomination. The most she can hope for now is not to win the Golden Raspberry Award. Looks like the devil didn't hold up his end of the bargain now, did he, Gaga? This film was so bad that it was released on digital less than a month after its theatrical release. That's gotta be a record or something. Maybe Lady Gaga should have read this script before signing up for the role. Moving on, Kim Kardashian broke down in tears after her son saw a joke about her sex tape. Poor Kim, she's a victim. Boo-hoo. But can't she take accountability for making that tape, which is one of the main reasons she became famous in the first place? Just wait until you see how many crocodile tears she unleashes when he sees the rest of her pics. Or worse yet, all the jockeys she's had. Also wait until he finds out that it was grandma's idea to release the tape in the first place. Or when the other kids in school tease him with nudes of his mother. Number 7, this guy made a video called The Dating Pool is Horrendous. And he's somewhat decent looking and having trouble getting matches. So what chance do average or below average guys have then? The human race is racing towards extinction if we don't stop technology. But there's no stopping it. Our only salvation is reproductive technology at this point. Women are increasingly becoming insufferable everywhere. Up next, this woman named Apocalypse says that men become weak without women and women become strong without men. This said by a woman. Imagine my shock. For me, I have experienced the complete opposite. She's just gaslighting us and using projection trying to get us to come back to the table. Yes, women sure are stronger until a jar appears and needs to be opened. Would all the strong ladies go outside and change your car tires on your own now? Number 9, looks like TikTok is definitely not woke. Thank God for the Chinese Communist Party because they allow TikTok's algorithm to prioritize beautiful people and to limit the reach of ugly ones. Why do you think that young people are more interested in using TikTok than they are watching regular television? But TikTok is trash because it destroys attention spans and the people watching it can barely hold a thought in their heads. Moving on, Matthew says that we tried women's suffrage and discovered their primary political concern is ending their babies. The experiment has failed and can we now move on? Sure, if women vote to end it, which they will never vote for. Apparently eugenics was baked right into women's rights movements. Who knew? Besides, they're addicted to promiscuity and debauchery. Isn't any surprise that women's primary concern now is zero consequences and accountability? Number 11, this poor guy. His wife says that she wants a threesome with another man. What she's really saying is that she wants a divorce. If I was him, I'd ask her why don't we invite another couple into the bedroom and become swingers, if he's actually comfortable with it. But he says he isn't with either. But he says he's not comfortable with bringing somebody in. If he doesn't have any kids with her, then maybe it's time to kick her to the curb and tell her to pack her bags and go have a threesome with two other dudes. Up next, Chelsea Handler has a message for straight men and that they need to listen up. She says she's a threat to those men lacking in confidence. Looks to me like the only ones she's a threat to are her half a dozen cats. And if she tries anything, the cats will usually win. I don't know who this is, but she sure looks like a threat to the world's Botox supply. She's old with no eggs. What kind of man worth a damn will be interested in her taking her seriously? Number 13, this guy's upset because his girlfriend told her friends that he has a small wee-wee. This guy needs to chill because that's just standard operating procedure for the women. They tell everyone about each other and their boyfriends. Her friends should have kept their mouths shut about his shortcomings, but they couldn't help themselves because they probably wanted to stir up drama between the two of them. Women are a hive mind that collects data on men. Moving on, Sienna Grace says she's fulfilled a billionaire's fantasy for only £20,000 and she never saw him again. That's kind of the idea. He paid you a small fortune so you'd leave. For him, it was like paying $5 at a Thailand massage parlor for the full works. She sounds like the victim even though she got paid a lot of money. She doesn't want to acknowledge that a high-value man won't pick her because he has thousands of options. Therefore, why would he settle for an OF model or a working girl? Number 15, here are two trans pool players meeting in the women's semifinal at the Ultimate Pool Series. I'm all for trans women taking women's prize money in pool. If women are too weak to stop this, then they deserve to lose all their cash and prizes. As for this match, may the best man win. Looks like the only thing that women can actually do better than men is win. Looks like feminism took a nap and woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Up next, this guy says that if we only receive thick Latinas and petite Asian women as immigrants to the West, that liberal women would form SS units overnight. Yes, they would. Because they don't like competition and they don't like seeing the average white dude being happy. There's also a reason that women are okay with migrants because the more men, the higher the chance of them finding a high-quality man. The West needs another ruler like Berlusconi. He says immigrants aren't welcome, but beautiful women can stay. Number 17, this former PlayStation executive says there's a collapse in creativity in the game industry. Well, maybe it's time the industry paid their workers more or made the environments fun to work in, because today they're full of DEI hires pushing their politics, and the creative men don't want their language and behavior being policed. People are more obsessed with identity politics than they are with the actual story of the games. Moving on is a story from Toronto, Canada, where a court says that this woman can't be a PDF file because she is a woman. The man Dylan McEwen was sentenced to 6 years in prison. Apparently the crime is not as bad as if it was committed by a woman. In fact, it isn't even a crime at all for a woman. This is what you call a two-tier justice system. Whatever happened to justice being blind? I guess justice is a woman and she has female-owned group preference, letting women off simply because they are women. Number 19, vegans are now claiming that stuffing a turkey is sexual assault. Hearing this, I think I'm going to stuff my turkey even harder. Chevy says he once had a manager at Arby's that sexually assaulted the roast beef. He would stay there late and leave the roasts out to rest overnight after he finished with them. Then Chevy would break out in laughter watching the customers eat the beef the next day with the secret Kahlua sauce on it. Up next, a woman who married a rag doll claims her relationship is hanging by a thread after he cheated by texting another woman. Sometimes it seems like I was in a coma for the last 10 years and woke up to this world and it's a big old nightmare. But seriously, isn't she a little too old to be playing with dolls? This is why we need to bring back asylums. This is a real story. In a different one, she ended up having kids with them, and surprise, they're all rag dolls too. Even dolls aren't safe from women's BS anymore. Number 21, if you've ever dated women in their late 30s, and they want to settle down and their eggs are running out, then you've seen that look on their face before. The fact that people who know Mojo Jojo are pushing their mid-30s makes this hit even harder. Life comes at you fast. If you're not careful, you could find yourself becoming a 40-plus cat lady in no time. And with only one egg left, suddenly they want to protect all the young girls out there from the older men. Here's that look you get when you see cobwebs in your uterus, lady. Moving on, doctors are telling me to stop eating a diet based on fat, and meanwhile France has the highest consumption of saturated fat in Europe, and yet it has the lowest rates of heart disease. Hong Kong has the highest per capita meat consumption, and the longest life expectancy. Doctors would rather follow orders to sell profitable statin medication than actually help their patients with nutrition, diet, and exercise. There is no profit in prevention, and there isn't much profit selling meat in the food biz. The largest margins are usually made by selling highly processed food, which causes inflammation and causes heart disease. Keto for life. Number 23, Ellen DeGeneres, breaks down after Justin Bieber sued her for misusing him when he was a minor. Maybe he should sue P. Diddy as well. People often say pics or it didn't happen. Well, there's the pic on the right side. But I bet it's easier to just write a list of celebrities that Ellen didn't actually abuse. Besides, I thought she didn't like the D. Well, it looks like she does, if it's attached to the right feminine-looking man. Up next, remember guys, income tax is the fine you pay for being productive, and welfare is the reward you get for being unproductive. And ironically, being productive makes us feel happy and fulfilled, while being unproductive makes us feel depressed and worthless. I guess the system is incentivizing depression. The rich are usually unproductive and depressed because most of their wealth comes from making money through assets and not work. And they're incentivized not to work, but instead live off those investments because they're taxed at a much lower tax rate. Number 25 and the last one looks like Kim Kardashian is unrecognizable with her new haircut. And her face looks different as well. She even bleached her eyebrows. Maybe she's trying to get Ye back now that he's getting divorced. It also looks like Ozempic is hitting pretty hard. Maybe this is her way of keeping a low profile until the Diddy case closes. I think it's the dyed eyebrows that make her unrecognizable. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.